Blog Talk Radio.
I'm ready this time. Good morning. It is 11:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. I am your host, Go Ask Val. The screen says Dharma. We talk about karma, people. Let's talk about Dharma. In the Indian religion, in the Buddhism, it's an aspect of truth or reality. That's the one I want to highlight today. An aspect of truth, an angle of truth, a perception of truth. As you expect it, an aspect would be as you speculate, as you assume. You assume the truth. You assume your reality. You're assuming you're broke. You're assuming you're sad. There's been no one there to tell you. That's not sad. That's not anxiety. That's not nervousness. That's anticipation of the unknown. You know, bring it down. Rallying, enthusiasm. That's where I'm at this morning. I am doing my best to fight for humor. It is time for humor to come back on the scene. As I was sharing this newfound truth or old-found truth revisited all over again, don't believe your story. Don't believe the hype. Unless you like the story that you're telling yourself. And so my baseline story is I made it all up. And yes, I have a few happy players out there. But this was the only thing that gave me all of my power back instantly. It's the only thing that gave me peace. If I have to take another class, if I have to take another course at my age and at my experience, then please, with all due mercy and respect, euthanize me now, because I'm not brave enough to kill myself. So just put me to sleep. Wake me in the next millennial. If you're telling me we need another cure, another teacher, another whatever. No, give me 15 minutes, 12 now. I've used my time. Come gather round. Come gather hither, place. Bring me your huddled masses. Forward this new God spell. It's the spell of life, not struggle. Stop using the word. I started tagging words and I'm like, it needs to be easy to find this. But if all you're doing is reinforcing negativity, my XYZ in negative light, if that's what you're doing, you're ruining yourself. I'm no good at blank, blank, blank. No, no, no. Stop, stop, stop. Give me 10 push-ups. Sing me a song for saying that. Okay? You follow what I'm saying? So it's like renewing your mind with discipline and having people around you that hold you accountable, truly accountable, like we used to do as kids. We call it teasing. But after teasing didn't work, then came bullying. You're the biggest bully you know. You and your anal retentive ways, your inability to change, your stiff-neckedness. And I'm like, okay, that means I'm doing it too. So when do I know I've changed? When you're doing something different and you like it. Thank you, Dr. Peterson. You know, change isn't change until it's change. I'm not on the air. This thing says in front of me, on air. I am on the air. I wasn't on the air. I was on my recorder. That left space, that left air between me saying it and me lifting it up. Me putting it out there in the quote universe. And the web is the universe. It's the tangible universe. YouTube is the tangible universe. Facebook is the tangible universe. SoundCloud, Instagram. This is our tangible universe. No need to go further and beyond. Boldly going where no man has gone before. If you haven't made sure you've got what you need when you go? What are you going to tell them? When you talk to a billionaire, what are you going to tell them? What are you going to ask them? I get so frustrated listening to the interviewers ask the same questions after I'd heard about Tillman, and I started looking at other interviewers and journalists, and I'm like, okay, he said that already. You could have got that off of YouTube episode 37. Ask him something different. Ask him about that 1% he's looking for. Ask him about that 3% he's looking for. Ask him to talk. Can he talk about it on the air? Is there someone out there who hears what he's saying? Because they may have a 99,000% of hell going on in their life, but they sit there like Rosie Perez watching or being the character in White Man Can't Jump, and she's sitting there being the Q queen of Jeopardy. And she's answering the questions and seemingly just wasting time according to those around her. But everybody had their way of playing their own game. And while her boyfriend, which I love so very much, actor, I hope I'm not getting off subject, this is my passion, Woody Harrelson and Blade, Wesley Snipes, you know, having that hustle game. I'm from St. Louis. Don't blame me. And she had her hustle game. So when it was time for her to meet Alex, and words that begin with the letter Q came up, and she got her chance on Jeopardy, she smashed it. She smashed it because she had been doing it the whole time. She had been sitting on her couch being a twice baked, three times baked couch potato, but she had a passion. And that's why I know you don't have to have another class. Your passion is all, you've already been doing your passion. Show me what you've been doing. Don't be afraid if you've just been picking your toenails all day. You're a toenail picker. Put it on YouTube. There's somebody out there that wants to see you cleaning your toenails. True story. I just know this every day. People are buying people's used socks. Put your socks on, wear them a few weeks, and then mail them to me. It took my daughter telling me that. I'm like, and I'm what? I'm how much old? With how much bills? With how much frustration around money? Fiddlesticks. Suck butt. No. So, still kind of speaking to Tom Bilyeu, if he's crazy enough to keep listening. I heard Tom before I saw him. And by the time I saw him on YouTube, I was like, oh my God, that's that voice. And he got me when he dropped the F-bomb. I was like, he's real. He's real. He's talking real. I binged on Dr. Peterson because he choked up with real lumps in his throat about his passion. And that's what pulls you in. He's a psychologist. They're not supposed to cry. They're not supposed to have tears. Scientists, they're supposed to stay mad. You don't hear anything about happy scientists. Einstein looks like he had pulled his hair out. I read one where he said it, I wasn't there, but he said he didn't want to spend memory trying to remember his address and directions home. It's like, I just won't leave the house, you know, or I don't care. You know, somebody else needs to know that for me. I've got bigger things. I'm more relevant over here. Breaking down this whole thing we call reality. And he said it was an illusion, although a very persistent one. And so that's okay. That's good. You believe in Einstein. If you don't believe in me, believe in Einstein. Call me a baby Einstein. Call me Einsteinette. But if a man knows this, and that was how many years ago? Whatever. And we say we have technology. What do you think the problem is? It's not, it's that we're not breaking down that which is right in front of us. And that's a good place to start because everybody seems to glorify Einstein. And I live in a 314 area code, which is the Pi formula. And the area code, our ugly twin sister, East St. Louis, no harm intended, is 618, which is the Fibonacci, beginning of the Fibonacci sequence. So my guru, my mojo, my expertise run the gamut, and then I stick that on the astrology chart, I stick that on the Bible chart, I stick that in a Mother Goose story and a banana pudding recipe, and I come out with woo-woo. I get it. I got the answer. I'm sitting there like the man, the character on Bug's Life. Pick me. I'm asking with my brain. I'm sending out telepathy signals. I'm sending out sonograms. It's what the sound is resonating. Is it resonating with anyone out there? Can anyone hear me? Ellen. I would love to be on the Ellen DeGeneres show. I have to get over myself. I gotta ask myself. But I want to sit on those couches, on those soft chairs that people sit on. But I promise I may be wittier. Now, don't get upset if I'm wittier. That's all I'm saying. Because when all you got left is your wit, you get real freaking witty. I promise you. When people call it hysterical, that maniac kind of laugh, when you just don't give a damn anymore, when you start counting up the costs, you know, if you say a swear word, Marge, you're going to owe 25 cents. Go get my checkbook, please. You know, break the piggy bank. You get done holding up the facade. It's like the money isn't worth it. I need to say this. And for me, you know, the money is worth it because I've already said it. But I want to wear perfume from Macy's. You know, that's... That's the highest store I know. You know, they have the parade. They got the big balloons. I feel like the cipher. He was the decoder. He was tired of being in the ugly side of the matrix or being outside of the matrix. I know what you were thinking. Wish I had taken a blue pill. Innuendo. Inference, tongue in cheek. I'm winding down my time. $ go ASVAB. Find you a Cash App account and text me some money. Make my phone go ching ching. And watch me get in more and more enthusiastic. I'm happy now because I'm at rock bottom. I'm at rock, what I call yesterday, rock bottom Jesus. I'm at rock bottom Jesus right here. So there's, I chose to say that this is the lowest I will ever be in my life, period, as we like to say. As nowhere, this is Mercury rising, retrofit. It's what you were made to do. Okay? 60 seconds and counting. What can I say to you? Impact theory, change your name. It's not a theory. You've done it. You've proven it. I am the name changer. I'm the game changer. I'm the shapeshifter. I'm the spooky lala. I'm the black magic. I'm the one with this strong voice on radio.com. I've got this strong voice and I've got this little package. And I'm unboxing myself. You know, everybody's got to reveal. I'm my new reveal. It's 11:44 a.m. Central Standard Time. I am your hostess with Twinkies and Cupcakes. And with satire and sequence, and I love you all for sticking it out, for waiting on me. Thank you. Wait no longer. I'm here. I will see you on the inside, outside, upside, and downside. Take care.